what did the tape show you guys when you went back and looked at them?
Showed us that we played really hard against a very good opponent. We're not where we need to be yet, but we're getting there. Our main focus of that game was just to make sure we were better than we were week one, and we accomplished that.
How close are you to being where you want to be as a player?
Well, still a lot of games left, but I'm making good strides. You know, I'm getting there. And we definitely, our main goal was to be better than we were week one, and we did that.
Mentally, how do y'all stay locked in? And, you know, obviously it's not Clemson coming to town, but still an opportunity to get better for y'all.
Yeah, like our main goal is just to be better, you know, every week. So we're taking every opponent the same. That's what we're going to do.
You don't think this coach lets you look ahead too much, does he?
No, definitely not. We don't look ahead at all. We're just focused on the opponent that we have and try to be 1-0 at the end of every week.
Where do you think the clutch play comes from? I mean, obviously, after the fumble from Courtney, you guys could have given up, Dalen, but you got the stop that y'all needed, and then the offense went down and scored. Where did that come from? Is that something that Jimbo's brought, or is that you guys have had to say, all right, man, we need to play, we got to step up?
He's definitely brought that mentality, and the practices we have going against each other, iron sharpens iron. So we've been going at it, and he puts us in situations where we're behind sometimes. Sometimes we're ahead. Sometimes we have to get stopped. So we've pretty much played every situation you can think of in a football game, so it was nothing new for us.
If you go back and look at the defense where it was, you know, at the beginning of last year, what's it like for you to see the progress that y'all made so far?
I think one of my favorite drives since I've been at Texas A&M was when we had that roughing the passer, and they ended up driving down there, getting on the goal line, and we ended up stopping them. I think that's a big improvement, because 2 years ago, I think we were in Tuscaloosa, yeah, and we got a roughing the passer penalty, and they ended up scoring and changing the whole momentum of the game. But this time we stepped up and we got a stop and kept the momentum, and I almost ended up getting that then.
Were you on the field for that drive when Sean had that rough in the passer in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, I was. I was.
Dalen, for you, what were you asked to do differently in this last game than maybe week one? Anything that you had to change for your game plan?
No change. Coach Elko just really wants me to just get upfield and be disruptive, so it was really no change from week one.
How much did it help that you did it against a real guy that's probably an all-ACC center?
I mean, you got to do it against
it. Your belief?
No, not really. I think the coaches have always told me that, you know, the player I can be, and I don't think it's really a surprise to them or me. It's just now that I'm just doing it now. So,
say for a couple of big plays, being able to contain quarterbacks like Bryant and Lawrence, I mean, what does that do for y'all's confidence level, and how is that going to help you down the road?
It's a big confidence, but like I said, we're just doing it now. We always knew that we could, and now we're just doing it, and we did it on a pretty big stage. So,
does it help getting to face a dual threat guy like Bryant?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's always good to face a dual threat guy to test you in the air, test you on the ground. So it helps.
Why weren't you able to be that player before that you thought you could be earlier?
Well, the scheme is a little bit different, you know. Coach Elko and Coach Robinson, they just tell me to be the player that, you know, that I was in high school. You know, they really harped on that, showed me some film, and the scheme, it just really helps me be that player again.
What's it like being wearing number 34 again? I covered you for a long time in Gladewater, man.
It feels good. It feels good. So,
what you said that, you know, that you were proud of the way that y'all finished that drive on the rough and the passer penalty. What changed between 2 years ago and now?
I just think we grew up, you know, everything we've been through, and there was a lot of guys that played in that game that were out there on the field together, so we just grew up. You know, that's probably my favorite drive since I've been at A&M, that drive right there. So,
and you stay consistent now. I mean, you've seen what this team can accomplish. I know you fell 2 points short, but how do you keep the bar where it's at, Dalen?
Just got to keep grinding, you know, just get better every day, you know, so.
Looking at that Clemson tape, is there anything that maybe this week, I guess individually or as a unit, that y'all are going to try to fine-tune or maybe fix or adjust before, you know, or moving on in the season?
Yeah, well, I'm sure there'll be something. You know, Jimbo always finds something, but we haven't really had our meeting since the game yet, so, but I'm sure there'll be something.
When do you usually have that meeting?
Probably in like an hour or two.
Yeah.
With Bama coming up a couple of weeks, how hard is it to maintain your focus on just ULM and not look ahead to see the Crimson Tide?
We're not looking ahead. It's not going to be hard. That's one of the emphases that we put on, you know, just focus on being 1-0 at the end of the week and being better after every game. So we're not looking ahead at all.
Is the feeling in the locker room like, man, we were so close, or is it, man, we should have won that game? How are y'all taking that, Dalen?
Man, we should have won that game. We were taking it as we should have won that game. There's really no moral victories, but I mean, we just got to continue to get better each and every day, and maybe we'll see them again if we continue to handle business.
A lot of positives to pull out of it, though, right, in a game like that?
Yeah, a lot of positives. You know, like I said, they're a really good team. They've been in the playoffs the last three years. So, I mean, a really good team, and it was really our first big test. You know, I think we handled it well. Like I said, I think we should have ended up winning the game there at the end, but – you know, it is what it is, and if we take care of business, maybe we'll see them again.
So. Yeah, aside from y'all shedding at the line and kind of going upfield, for what's been the biggest scheme difference that you've said so far?
Just vertical. You know, it's all about getting vertical and getting upfield and being disruptive with Coach Elko. There's nothing really sideways scheme wise. So that's really the biggest difference.
You feel like y'all blitzing a little more or less than you were last year because Chavis was a big blitz guy.
I wouldn't say that we're blitzing any more than we normally do, but it's just the emphasis has changed on getting up the field and penetrating.
Did y'all need to see that you can hang with the number two team? I mean, you probably believed it, but did you need to see it? Did that do anything for you guys?
Well, we believed it, but it's always good to see it too. So
you've gotten to play a lot of games at Kyle Field and been in front of a lot of big crowds. How did the crowd last Saturday rank for you?
It's number one. It was number one by far. So
did the rain help that a little bit too, just everything that was going on with the atmosphere?
Yeah, the atmosphere was it was incredible. It was incredible. It's definitely my funnest game that I played. So.